Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Circle of Friends. We are here today on February the 2nd on Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, and I just want to thank God this morning for allowing us to be here this morning. We are excited, just overflowed of just what God is going to do today and what he's going to say to us today and just being able to be in God's presence this morning. I just thank God this morning. I just give God all the glory this morning for allowing us to be here. Lord God, I just thank you, Father God, for keeping us through the night, Lord God, and allowing us to wake up this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we are so blessed, and Lord God, we are so blessed just to be here today, Lord God, that you've given us a second chance, Lord God. Lord God, that we just give you all the glory, Lord God, just for waking up, Lord God. Lord God, you already done start blessing us already, Lord God, for allowing us to be here, Lord God. There's some people that didn't wake up this morning, Lord God. So, Lord God, we give you all the glory just, Lord God, for waking us up, Lord God, waking up our family members, Lord God. Lord God, we praise your holy name, Lord God. You are greatly to be praised this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we give you all the glory, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you this morning for salvation, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for being our Redeemer, Lord God. Lord God, our saving grace, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for saving a wretch like us, Lord God. Lord God, that, Lord God, we don't have to be in sin, Lord God. That, Lord God, that we can be in right standing with you, Lord God. And we just thank you this morning for that, Lord God. Lord God, that we are not sinners, Lord God, but we're saved by the grace of Jesus Christ, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for your grace and mercy, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for turning my life around, Lord God. Lord God, to take me from off of that path of destruction, Lord God, and placing me, Lord God, in right standing with you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the knowledge of Jesus Christ this morning, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for washing away my sins, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for salvation this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we are grateful this morning, Lord God, for Lord God, you deserve all the praise and the glory, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for saving our family members, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, for mending every broken heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for delivering us, Lord God. Thank you for redeeming us, Lord God. Thank you for your blood, Lord God, to wash away all our sins, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, today, Lord God, for you rose on that third day, Lord God. Lord God, hell couldn't keep you back, Lord God, and we just thank you, Lord God. Death couldn't keep you, Lord God. And we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for you are our Redeemer, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for redeeming us, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for being our cornerstone, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for you sit high and you look low, Lord God. And we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, this morning, Lord God. We give you all the praise and the glory, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for your divine connection, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you're divinely connecting us, Lord God, where we need to be, Lord God. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, Lord God, that renews daily, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we asking you on February the 2nd, Father God, to give us favor, Lord God. Favor, Lord God, overflowing of favor, Jesus, Lord God. Favor with man, Lord God. Favor with woman, Lord God. Lord God, favor on our jobs, Lord God. Favor as we drive, Lord God. Favor over everything that we do, Lord God. We ask you today in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to give us a pure heart, Lord God, a clean heart, Lord God, a heart that's worthy, Lord God, a heart that's after you, Lord God. Lord God, and Lord God, we want to have a heart like David had, Lord God. We want to dance like David did, Lord God, before you, Lord God. Lord God, Lord God, let us to put away all distractions, Lord God. Help us to focus on you, Lord God. Help us to only see you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, because, Lord God, our goal, Lord God, is to be obedient, Lord God. Help us to be obedient in everything that we do, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Give us a heart of...
Well, it looks like her phone must have dropped, and hopefully she'll dial right back in. We'll see in just a moment. But we're glad for everybody who is here this morning. We know that God is doing great things, and it's marvelous in our eyes. And We just look to him, hallelujah, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. I'm hoping that you can hear me.
Yeah.
Okay, I was wondering if my phone was on mute. But we're grateful for the fact that we are able to come together, and today is the beginning of our fast for this month. So we're going to see if Chris is, looks like she's back. Go ahead, Sister Chris.
So we just thank you, Father God. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for overflow, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, as we go about this fast today, Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you reveal yourself to us, Lord God, like never before, Lord God. Those things, those problems, Lord God, that we've been praying for, Lord God, those things that we've been praying for, Father God, I pray for solution today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you bring forth the solution to everything that we've been praying for, Father God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for this prayer line, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us, Lord God, to come together, Lord God, in agreement, Lord God, to pray for one another, Lord God, to keep each other uplifted, Lord God, to encourage one another in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us to be encouraged today, Lord God, because, Lord God, you are sitting on the throne, Lord God. And Lord God, we know, Lord God, that you have our best interest, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you, Lord God, are the one that, Lord God, gives us the things, Lord God, that we need to have, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you're the one, Lord God, guiding our footsteps, Lord God. You are the lamp at our feet, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God, for just guiding us, Lord God. Lord God, just giving our angels charge over us, Lord God, that we should dash our foot against a stone, Lord God. Lord God, that you are our refuge, Lord God. Lord God, you're not letting our enemies rise up against us, Lord God, but every tongue that rises up against us, Lord God, you condemn in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your protection, Lord God. Lord God, you are so wonderful and great, Lord God. I'm just so grateful, Lord God, just to be able to be here, Lord God, on this prayer line, praying, Lord God, to you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for our assignment, Lord God. Thank you for the assignment that you have given us, Lord God. Lord God, do you have a heart for your people, Lord God? Help us to continuously love on your people, Lord God, and pray for them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we got a heart for, Lord God, compassion for one another, Lord God, compassion for what people are going through, Lord God. There's some people sick and shut in right now, Lord God. We're praying for them, Lord God. We're praying for them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. There's some people, Lord God, that's heartbroken, Lord God, that's going through, Lord God, that's going through grieving, Lord God, a loss of a loved one, Lord God. We're praying for their strength, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for my sister, Lord God, and my Aunt Betty, Lord God, and everybody else, Lord God, is going through grieving right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you be with them, Lord God, that you console them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you give them strength, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. There's some people incarcerated, Father God. Lord God, is just looking to you, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, when we look to you, Lord God, you are our help, Lord God. You are our help, Lord God. So we're praying for them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for the homeless, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they'll be able to find shelter, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We're praying for Ukraine, Lord God. We're praying for, Lord God, just what's going on in the world today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we binding all violence, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we casting it down, Lord God. Lord God, heal this land, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. There's so many children getting shot, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We praying for them, Lord God. We praying for those families, Lord God, of the kids, Lord God, who's just being slain, Lord God, senseless, Lord God. Senseless crimes, Lord God, that's going on, Lord God. Home invasions, Lord God. We're praying, Lord God, for the people, Lord God, that's going through that, Lord God. We just praying for everything, Lord God. Everything, Lord God. We're praying that you cover us, Lord God. Lord God, Lord God, there's so many trials and tribulations that we're going through, Lord God. Even on today, Lord God. We know today is February the 2nd, Lord God. But we know, Lord God, if you are for us, who can be against us, Lord God? Lord God, we know that we can do all things through Christ Jesus, Lord God. So, Lord God, help us to power up, Lord God. Lord God, fill us up today, Lord God. Fill us up, Lord God. Give us everything that we need,
Lord God, to go about this day, Lord God, because we know that we're conquerors to Jesus Christ, Lord God, and we're going to keep going and we're going to keep moving, Lord God, in your name, Lord God, in your name, Lord God, because you said that you will give us all our desires, Lord God, according to your riches and glory, Lord God, and we know that you are not lying, Lord God, because you are not man, Lord God, so we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for every yes and every amen, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for every door that you're opening, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, help us to be bold and courageous today, Lord God, and go forth this day, Lord God, because you have given us this day your daily bread, Lord God. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for the strength, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for renewing our minds, Lord God. Thank you for renewing our minds, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for breaking every chain, Lord God, and every limitation upon our life, Lord God, that we will live limitless, Lord God. We will not be bound to nothing, Lord God. But, Lord God, we will live limitless, Lord God, because, Lord God, this is your kingdom, Lord God. Lord God, you have given us this day, Lord God. So, Lord God, help us to be glad and rejoice in it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for making us the head and not the tail, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for, Lord God, just giving us a renewed anointing today, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the kids, Lord God. We're praying for the youth, Father God, Lord God. We covering each and every child, Lord God, that's connected to this prayer line, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for Dallas and Denver, Lord God. Lord God, I cover them in the blood of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, anything that's been spoken over their life, Lord God, meant to do them harm, Lord God, or Lord God, has been spoken against their greatness, Lord God, we bind it in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we speak the blessings of Jesus Christ over them, Lord God, the blessings of Abraham over them, Lord God. They are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for each and every child, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord God, everything, the greatness, Lord God, that they're going to do for the kingdom of Christ, Lord God, they will be fully developed followers of Jesus Christ, Lord God. I speak that over my children, Lord God. They will be fully developed followers of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Each and every one of them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for being merciful, Lord God. I thank you for your mercy, Lord God. Lord God, you've been so merciful, Lord God. Even when we didn't deserve it, Lord God, you still was merciful upon us, Lord God. So we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for moving every mountain into the sea, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for making our enemies our footstools, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we will not be bound, Lord God, this year, Lord God. But, Lord God, we will have everything, Lord God, that you have said that we would, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, for being a living bread, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Help us to be obedient, Father God. Help us to cast down our nets, Lord God, and keep going, Lord God, no matter what it looks like, Lord God. Help us not be, Lord God, looking at the circumstance, Lord God, but Lord God, help us to believe in the word, Lord God, the word of God, Jesus, Lord God. Everything that you've spoken over our life, Lord God, everything that you've said to us, Lord God, you're going to do, Lord God. We know that your word does not return void, Lord God, but it goes out and does exactly what it's sent to do, Lord God. So we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We claim it today, Lord God. We claim that new house, Lord God. We claim that new job, Lord God. We claim, Lord God, being victors in Jesus Christ, Lord God, that we are victorious in every situation, no matter what it is, Lord God. So only you know what, Lord God, what each and every person is going through, Lord God, or what they're praying for, Lord God. I'm just praying for victory in every situation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, over every business, Lord God, over every idea, Lord God, over every prayer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We claim the victory in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Victory is ours, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for just continuously to love us, Lord God, loving us through every situation, Lord God. I thank you for your love, Lord God, your guape love, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for being my provider, Lord God. Where would I be without you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God? I just thank you, Lord God. I thank you for caring for me, Lord God, and loving me, Lord God, through the sin, Lord God, allowing me, Lord God, to come through the fire, Lord God. You said you'll take us through the fire, Lord God, to make us silver and gold, Lord God, and refine find us, Lord God. So we thank you, Jesus, for bringing us through, Lord God, and not leaving us, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We worship you this morning, Lord God. You deserve every praise, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for this prayer line, Lord God. I thank you for each and every person, Lord God. I thank you for Apostle Horsey, Lord God, Sister Darlene, Lord God, Sister Marie, Sister Mary, Lord God, Sister Gladys, Sister Sheila, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for Sister Linda, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Sister Wonderland, Lord God. We thank you for each and every person, Lord God. We pray for the children, Lord God. We're praying for Apostle Horsey's children, Lord God, Rogers, Lord God, his daughter, Lord God. We continuously pray for Jamila, Lord God, her family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Sister Gladys's kids, Lord God, Sister Mary's daughter, Lord God, we're praying for them. Pastor Elastica's daughter, Lord God, we're praying for them, Lord God. We're praying for the children, Lord God, the generation, Lord God, to bring them up, Lord God. There's so much craziness going on, but Lord God, we know, Lord God, that you have anointed them, Lord God. You have given them an anointing, Lord God. So, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that that light shines, Lord God. You said, let our light shine, Lord God, no matter where we at, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, for keeping them, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your renewed anointing upon our children, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just want to thank you, Lord God. I just want to thank you, Lord God. I just want to thank you this morning, Lord God, for you are so wonderful, Lord God. You continuously to do things so great, Lord God. You are miraculous, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God. You are awesome, Lord God, in everything that you do, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for anointing our heads with oil, Lord God, that our cups should run us over, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for being our rod and our staff, Lord God. Lord God, leading us and guiding us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, for your righteousness' sake, Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, for being our strength, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for, Lord God, helping us to be, Lord God, hearers of the word, not just hearers of the word, Lord God, but doers, Lord God. Help us to be doers of the word, Lord God. Lord God, help us to keep the word in our hearts, Lord God, for it's more precious than rubies and gold, Lord God. Lord God, for what gain us, Lord God, that we gain the whole world, Lord God, but lose our soul, Lord God. Lord God, help us to store our preciousness, our gifts, Lord God, and everything in heaven, Lord God, and not on this earth, Lord God. Lord God, help us to, Lord God, just to seek your kingdom, Lord God, and everything, Lord God, everything that we do, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity, Lord God. I thank you for this platform, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for where two or three together, Lord God, you'll be in the midst, Lord God. I thank you for being in the midst of every prayer, Lord God, that's been put on this prayer line, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to get the names of everybody that's here on the prayer line this morning. If you want to give your name, you can right now.
Good morning. This is Darlene B. Thank God for the prayer this morning. We appreciate that, Sister Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Sister Marie.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Glenda.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Belinda, you need to mute your depth conversation.
So we thank, so I guess that's all the names. We just want to thank God for each person that's here on the prayer line right now. We just thank you. Does anybody have a song that they want to sing or anything they want to share?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, Prince of Peace, for that is what we're called to do. and we give you praise, for you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Hallelujah, Lord God. I thank you right now, God, this morning. Thank you right now, God, that we shall enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our hearts, that we shall enter into your courts with praise. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice, for you have made us glad. You have made us glad. You have made us glad. And we will rejoice, for you have made us glad. You have made us glad. You have made us glad. And we will rejoice, for you have made us glad. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you just for that little bit of that song. Amen. Yes, I will.
Okay.
You want me to go now?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you right now, God, this morning for life, health, and strength right now, God. I thank you right now, God, hallelujah, that you breathe the breath of life into my, hallelujah, my body this morning, Lord. Because, Lord, I realize that you didn't have to do it, but you did. But somebody didn't wake up this morning. So, Lord, I give you the glory and the honor and the praise right now, God, because you choose to let me live to see another day, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, in your son Jesus' name, whatever it is that you would have me to do, Father, here I am, your humble servant right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, to serve you, Father. Hallelujah. And not to be served. Lord, I just thank you for the things that you've already done. And when I look back over my life and see, hallelujah, what you've done for me right now, God, I give you honor. I give you the glory. I give you praise, Father, in the name of Jesus, for everything that you've done in the past, right now, God, for things that you're going to be doing in the future right now, God. Thank you right now, God, hallelujah, that we are whole, we are healed, nothing missing, nothing broken, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and that we have a lot to be thankful for this morning, Lord God. We thank you right now, God, hallelujah, for abundant life, manifold life, hundredfold life, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords right now, God. We thank you right now, God, for your son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross at Calvary for all mankind. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are all his children, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, that we know that you don't desire that none of us shall perish, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for giving us a chance right now, God. The ones that will, that come to you, Father, giving us a chance. That's why you have not come yet, Father, in the name of Jesus, because you're giving the ones that will a chance to come to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. So thank you, Lord, for mercy, new mercies this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your love that we can't even comprehend how deep and how your deep your love is for us, Father, because you gave your only begotten Son. Hallelujah. You gave them because you love us to us. Hallelujah. To help us, hallelujah, to come to you, be able to come to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to have a chance to the tree, to life, Father. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I honor you and I praise you right now, God, and I thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. I thank you right now, God, for the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, that he shed on the cross at Calvary this morning. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just praise you. I just praise you, Lord. And I got up this morning right now, God, in the name of Jesus, and before this morning come, hallelujah, and I ask God to just to quicken me, hallelujah, refresh, renew, replenish, revive, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And some mornings I get up, sometimes during the night, I get up thinking that, you know, it's time to get up, but it's right about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. Hallelujah. So, God, when you wake me up at that time, I just thank you right now, God, because you wake me up to pray and to praise you. Hallelujah. For whatever the situation may be, the circumstances may be, that you wake us up. And when we get waking up,
times in the morning before it's time for us to get up, before the time to use the time that we're supposed to pray. God wants us to pray because we're intervening. Hallelujah. We're intervening. Hallelujah. We're interceding for something that's happening, that's going on right then, right now. Hallelujah. Because there are times when there's windows of opportunities that God wants us to get up outside of what we want, outside of what we say that we're going to do, because our plans are made to be broken. Sometimes they don't work out the way that we figure that we think it is. So when he wakes us up, we need to get up and pray, praise, and worship him for whatever the situation that's about to happen to come conspire. Somebody might, hallelujah, but be at death's door, whatever in the situation may be. Somebody, hallelujah, wants to commit suicide. Somebody, hallelujah, needs a job, needs a miracle in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you right now, God, that you chose us today, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, to wake us up right now, God, so we can come together in unity and praise your name, praise your holy name, because only what we're going to do for Christ will last in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God. God, in and rebuke the murderous spirit that's going around in this nation, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell, the spirit of death, hell, and the grave. We cast it back. We turn it back to the center from which it came. And right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now, God. And we speak life. Life right now, God, to all of our flesh, Father, life, manifold life, hundredfold life, hallelujah, abundant life in the name of Jesus. We are above, hallelujah, we are, hallelujah, above and not beneath. We shall live and not die. We shall not be weary in well-doing. We will reap if we faint not. That's what the word of God says. So, God, we're giving you back your word, Father, in the name of Jesus, giving you back the promises that you made right now, God, in the name of Jesus, because, Lord, hallelujah, you, hallelujah, always keep your promises, Father, in the name of Jesus. You are faithful, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You are holy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now, God, for a mind to serve, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now, God, for whatever it is that you have me to do, Father, in the name of Jesus. I get joy when I think about, hallelujah, what you've done for me, Father, hallelujah, and hallelujah, and that we have the mind, hallelujah, to love you back. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We honor you for the victory in our lives in Jesus' name. We thank you right now, God, that we love our neighbors all around this continent, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that we intercede on behalf of our brothers, our sisters in Christ, or for our family members, hallelujah. We never know what God is waking us up for, but we should get up and just begin to pray, praise him, or worship him for whatever it is, Lord, hallelujah, just like he got us, we should have him in the name of Jesus, and our love for him, hallelujah, grow stronger and stronger and stronger, that we so decrease so he can increase in our lives, and that's what this fast is all about right now, God, so we can move out of God's way. We can, hallelujah, thank you, Holy Spirit, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The devil is a lie in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Lord God. Thank you right now, God, hallelujah, that you bring things back to my remembrance as it is needed right now, God, that we shall, hallelujah, move out of your way and let you have free reign in our life, Father, so we can do what your word says to do, your will, your way, Father, not our way, because we, when we get up and we interceding for a family member, for a loved one, we never know, so we just have to just get up and do what we need to do, whether we tired or whatever, we just push through our pain, we push through our tiredness, our sleepiness, and because we just don't feel like it, push past that, hallelujah, and the victory for ourselves, the victory for someone else, hallelujah, hallelujah, they will have the victory over what they're going through today, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now, God, Hallelujah, because you didn't, you didn't give us a spirit of being selfish, but selflessness, Father, in the name of Jesus, thinking of the things of others before we think of ourselves, Father, to love outward, Father, in the name of Jesus, to treat our neighbors as we treat ourselves, Father, to love them, hallelujah, in spite of everything that they do, hallelujah, pray for our for the ones that despitefully use us right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, our enemies, pray for them in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Because you are wonderful. You're everything to me. You are my king. You're everything to me. You're my hope for tomorrow. You're everything to me. So, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah, for being my strength this morning, because I need you right now, God. We need you today, Father, in the name of Jesus, to carry us through, Father, for what's going to conspire today in the name of Jesus, for every challenge, every situation today, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we're praying ahead of this thing right now, Father, in the Jesus' name. Our hope lies in you, Father. Everything we need and everything that we hope to be is all because of you right now, God. So we pray for the peace right now, God, around this continent. Hallelujah. Our neighbors, Father, you made all of us right now, God. So bind and rebuke that murderous spirit that's coming to steal, to kill, and to destroy in the name of Jesus. We send you back to the pit of hell from which you came in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, give us the strength that we need to endure, to persevere, endure hardness as a good soldier in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then when we, hallelujah, what we're going through right now, God, we've been good. We don't break, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and continue to keep on moving. Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop, my brothers and sisters, in the name of Jesus. Never stop in the name of Jesus. We don't have the right to quit, hallelujah, to hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Even though we're in this fleshly body, we may grow weary, but don't stop, don't stop. Keep moving for the kingdom of God, because if we stop doing what we need to do, hallelujah, something, you know, something will not go right with our families and stuff if we stop doing what we're supposed to do. We're standing in the gap, Father. We're standing on the wall. Hallelujah. Thank you right now, God, for closing up every breach in our line, hallelujah, that may allow the enemy to get through. Close it up in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you. We honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Gladys, this morning. So what we're going to do right now is, if anybody have a prayer request or a praise report, you could do it right now. I have a prayer request. I have a prayer request. Today is the day I'm going to submit my grant, and I'm just praying for God's favor. That's what I'm praying for, just extra favor. I need extra favor. You can do so much with favor. I'm just praying that God give me extra favor over everything that I do. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Good morning. This is Glenda. I have a prayer request. My mom is currently in the hospital. She had a doctor's appointment on Friday, and from that appointment, her doctor had instructed me to take her directly to ER. There's an issue with her heart. Her heart is beating erratically, and they performed a procedure on yesterday that did not fix the problem. Her heart rate will go in a matter of seconds from three digits down to two. Like, it could go up to 150, and then within a couple of seconds, it'll go down to 60, 80, and then back up in the over 100. So I just would like for you guys, if you would, to pray for my mom. Thanks.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning. Mm-hmm. This is Sister Marie. And I pray that we found a tutor for my grandson this summer, by December. He's doing tutoring little with one of my daughter's friends. And so now, but we're going to need one for, you know, to tutor him. Just pray that we find a tutor for him.
Amen. This is Darlene. I would like to request prayer for my daughter, Jamila. Had two interviews yesterday to She's a by trade a teacher. So praying that the one that she really wants, that God would give it to her if that would be his will. But and for her to be able to work out all the logistics concerning her the son that stays at home right now. So praying for Jamila's job.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. I have one more prayer request for my daughter, Michelle. Since the death of her father, I think it was last year. Yeah, last year. She has an issue with the house that he has, and there was a lot of things that was coming against us for them, and she just decided that she just was going to just let it go because the finances was not there that, you know, that like it needed to be. But they got a hold of her and said, you know, and I thank God for it, that said that, hallelujah, that she can go and fight for the house. She can have the house. So I'm praying that in the name of Jesus that, hallelujah, the finances will be there so she can pay off, you know, what she needs to pay off. They'll go ahead and get this house to sell it. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. Praying for my daughter, Michelle.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Linda. I'm asking y'all to still pray for me. I still haven't been able to go back to work yet. Still under the doctor's care. So I'm hoping that I'll be able to go back in April.
I also want to pray for Shanitra. She's the one, Mary's daughter, who had operation. Well, she had two operations, actually. So we pray that she continues to recover and recuperate from the operation.
Also, prayer, this is Sister Gladys again, for Tania, the one that got her hand amputated. I mean, not her hand, but her finger amputated. Pray for her continued healing mentally, physically, and everything, too.
We also want to keep the, and I'm sure we all are doing this, praying for the situation in Ukraine, that God will bring a resolution quickly. Amen.
Amen.
So I guess we can come on in and pray for these requests right now. So come together and do our prayer for God to take care of these issues. Praise the Lord. Father, we just thank
Amen.
You this morning. We
thank
morning,
you,
God.
Oh God.
God.
Every prayer,
God.
Lord God. God.
We
just pray in the name of God, Lord God, that you would heal the Mary's daughter, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for her mother, Lord God. In the name of Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for her mother, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we that you would console her, Lord God. We pray for her. And Lord God, in the Lord, Lord God, we're praying for her mother today, Lord God. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We're praying for Jamila, Lord God, and her job, Lord God. We're praying to get on your job, Lord God. I'm praying for favor, Lord God. I need favor, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Favor of man, favor of woman, Lord God. Favor of everything, God. Lord God, help me to walk in favor, Lord God. Help me to walk in favor, Lord God. Help me favor more overflow in my life, Lord God. Lord God, because I know I can do it without you, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God, for
Thank you, Lord God.
Lord, we don't have nothing to worry about. You have not given us a spirit of fear about what's going on in this situation in the Ukraine. Father, in the name of Jesus, a power, love, and a sound mind. We are your children, Lord. We have your spirit right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We just the Holy Spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. We shall not fear in the name of Jesus what man can do unto us. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for the situation. We pray for the circumstances right now, God. Hallelujah. All over
Thank you, Jesus.
You are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are our strength in Gilead, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, in the spirit of prayer, praise, and worship. We worship you, God. We glorify your name. There is nothing like you. We worship glory, you, O Prince of Peace, for that is what we're called to do. And we give praise, for you are our righteousness.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord. Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Worship you.
Thank you.
Oh, we
yes.
thank you.
Thank
you. We honor you for the
Hallelujah.
Victory. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
When the enemy comes in like a flood, we thank you, Lord, for your spirit lifting up a standard against them in the mighty name of Jesus. We will not fear, afraid, or be terrified about what man can do to us. We're going to fear you, God, the one that can destroy the body and the soul in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we give you thanks and praise, a spirit of joy, a spirit of laughter, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for being the head of our lives, our Lord and our Master, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for being our Creator, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for being our defense over this situation, over the Ukraine, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You are ahead of it all, Lord. You know everything that's going on right now, Father. You can stop it right now if you will. But, Lord, we ask you to have your way in this situation, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we're just going to watch you and see you work it out. We continue to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Hallelujah. For the ones that know you and the ones for the ones that don't know you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. We thank you all for those prayers right now this morning. So, Sister Darlene, we're going to turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, praise God, and I know that God has answered the prayers already, you know, in the spirit, you know, that God works things out, and then it's a matter of us catching up with it. So we just believe in God to do the miracles, the signs, and the wonders in our lives, and they will follow us because we do believe in the Lord. So I'm just thankful for Sister Chris leading us this morning. Thank you for the prayer. Hallelujah. My God, my God. So I know that many times we just, you know, we come together and many of us don't even know each other. You know, we have never seen each other, but we have the same spirit, the spirit of love and peace and desire for God. I mean, that's the thing. We have a desire for the Lord. We have a desire to please him and to do his will. So that is the important thing for us, to continue to do the will of the Father. There's nothing better than pleasing God, you know, with our actions and with our love that we share with each other. So just keep the love going. That is so important. There are so many people who don't have love in their lives. I mean, it just seemed like it just came this way this morning that we would talk about love once again. That is so important in our family. Some of our families, family members sometimes are hard to love because of their attitudes, because of their actions. I mean, just starting with the family, we have to love them in spite of. We have to love them because the Lord has loved us. He loved us enough to send Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came to this earth because he cared about us. He didn't have to do that, but he did. He knew there was a need. And because of his love, we have the opportunity to be here today and to prepare for eternity. And because we love other people, we want other people to get to know Jesus as their Lord, Savior, and King. And, you know, as we are praying and going through our fasting, we're going to be praying for the peace of Jerusalem, as the word says, and we're praying for the peace over there in Ukraine, and peace in our homes, that our homes will be a place of peace. You know, there are many people who are even in the body of Christ, they don't have peace in the home. The thing that I think about is that God has given us Jesus Christ, who is the Prince of Peace. And if you think about that, and you know that he's in your life, you should have peace in your life. Have peace in your heart. When you have peace, then you can spread that peace just like you spread the love. So we're going to continue to spread the peace, continue to spread the love. You know, whenever, even in the workplace, there are some people who are hard to deal with. There are people who just have a cantankerous attitude, just mean and evil every day. I had a boss one time who was just, every time I would have to pray a special prayer every morning, a special prayer for this woman, because she was just so mean and negative and ugly acting. But you know what? God got me through that situation, and he'll get us all through every situation that we may be going through. So just share love. If you don't have the love in your heart, ask God to give you the ability to love those who are hard to love. So, you know, even when you're praying, just pray that the love of God will just spew across the world, that it will just be around your family and in your neighborhood. People, when you look at them, you can tell that they are going through a lot of things. But we have the power of God in our lives to share the love of God and to spread it around. So as we're coming to the top of the hour, I cover and seal all the prayers with the blood of Jesus. I decree for every brother and sister all around the world in Christ that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject those words, and you should deliberately reject them, because you don't know what somebody's saying about you, but you can speak out, and those words that you're putting into the atmosphere will come to pass. So we decree and declare that all those evil and wicked words are being rejected that have been spoken against us. They will not come to pass. We send them back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that we are victorious through Jesus Christ. The devil is under our feet. I decree that our sins are forgiven and we are blessed. I decree that we live in the kingdom of the blessed, and we overcome all because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Once again, I love each and every one of you, and I pray that you will have a beautiful rest of the day, an awesome week, and a beautiful rest of your life, because God is in all of us. Amen. So as we go through the year 2022, we believe that God will bless you and I. Have a beautiful day. Amen, amen, and amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.